Our signing day coverage continues on KNIAK Roulette with the one and only Kanan Dunham. Fresh off of his run in Oregon this past fall, he's made his decision for college. He's heading to Tulsa. First of all, huge congratulations. What does it mean to have this decision made, and how excited are you to head to Oklahoma?
Thanks. Yeah, it's super relieving to have this decision made. It was a big decision and a lot of thought and a lot of prayer into it. But yeah, I'm super excited to be going to Tulsa. Yeah, really excited about the team there, about the school, about the coach. And yeah, I'm excited.
Well, when I was needling you at one of these signing day ceremonies a few months back, you'd kind of given me a group of finalists. What about Tulsa, though, stood out among all the schools that you were considering?
Some of the things that really stuck out to me were the coach. The coach has I really like his philosophy there. It's really similar with like Coach Cutler and my dad's even too. I like the way that they're like a blue collar team. They like to put in the work. They don't have all like the fancy gadgets or anything like that. It's more of like a humble name kind of. It's not like that big brand names that everyone loves. Those are some things that I loved. The part of the school aspect of it, I love that it's a small school and the education there is incredible. There's about 3,600 students there, so it's a really small school for D1, so I'm really excited about that part for it with the small class sizes too.
Well, it's a program I understand that's had a lot of success as well. How exciting is that you have a program where you can really make a difference and try to chase some pretty high goals and expectations?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to look forward to. Yeah, Tulsa's had a great history with running. They're all in on running, on distance running. And yeah, that's super exciting. They have a really good class coming in with me and five other seniors that we've all kind of run similar times. So it'll be, we'll have an awesome training group together. And yeah, it'll be a great group.
Well, and I know that in high school, you were able to do a lot of 800, 1600s, 32, which you will do again, I know, this spring. What do you see, though, at that next level? Because I know there's a lot more options when it comes to distance. And what is the coaching staff preparing you for?
Yeah, so a lot of things that have been going on with D1 recently is that people are wanting to get runners with a lot of versatility. So, like, people who can, like, run it all. So I'm hoping that I can just run it all and see whatever Coach Gulley wants me to run. But I'm guessing I'm probably going to run more of the longer distance stuff. But, yeah, I would love to run whatever Gulley puts me in.
Well, and in the meantime, you still have a spring in front of you and a lot of expectation and excitement. Coming off of a runner-up finish as a team, you had that 4x800 relay championship. All those same guys, Caleb and Quentin, are out there for you to chase and to compete with again. How excited are you for this spring, knowing that you yourself have some big goals, but the team overall has some really big goals?
Yeah, I am super excited. Like, I know we have a ton of talent going on. We just have to make sure we do the right stuff, do all the little things, make sure we're healthy. But yeah, we have a great future ahead of us, and I can't wait to be able to compete against Caleb and Quentin again. See like just what we can throw down, how fast we can run, and yeah, just chase some goals together, and yeah, it's going to be a great year.
Well, and at the same time, this is the last chance you get to run alongside your sister and all your close friends. What are you looking forward to about that aspect too? I know you want to be quick and competitive, but just those moments, what are you looking forward to about these next couple months?
Yeah, I just enjoy practices. I enjoy being able to run with the guys, be able to just laugh, have conversations with them, just like over warm-ups and everything. It's just a great group of guys, and I just enjoy hanging out with them. I enjoy, just running with them, and it's going to be, I know these next couple months are going to fly by with just because it's going to be so fun, but I'm going to try my best to enjoy it.
Kanan Dunham, congratulations heading to Tulsa for both cross country and track. Looking forward to seeing you on an oval very soon. Thank you.
Thank you.